What went through your mind as you read Angelina Jolie's op-ed in the New York Times this week?
You know, it was very familiar. I'm glad that she kept it private as she was going through it. And I imagine she did because it's a big decision.
Why is it a good idea to keep this kind of thing private?
Because you're on an emotional roller coaster. First, you're given this information that they're telling you you have such high chances of getting cancer. That really impacts your life. You have to deal with that information. And it may seem like, okay, you know, it's good to know. And yeah, it is good to know. But at the same time, it makes you feel like every day is the day you're going to get cancer. I don't know if Angelina went through that, but based on how private she kept it, she was probably facing some of those same issues.
Do you think it makes a difference that a celebrity, and especially one as high profile as her, is bringing attention to this issue?
I think it makes a huge difference. I think it's wonderful that she came out with this information, and I think it's going to empower a lot of women to face this issue on their own. She's very active on social issues, and this is just one more social issue that needs to be addressed. And who better to take on this issue and to help women through this process? I've gone to meetings with other women who are going through this, and they're all emotional. They're on various levels of dealing with this information, and it's stressful.
Something that she mentions in her piece, testing for this gene is expensive and out of the reach of some women. What's your perspective on that?
You know, it is expensive. And I worried about that when I was getting tested, but I had the support of my family. And honestly, my mom looked at me and said, you know what, I don't care how much it costs, we're going to figure it out and pay for it because it's too important with our family history for you not to do this.
Do you think the policies of insurance companies need to change?
I think it's important. I mean, my sister was 32 the first time she had cancer, and her insurance, which was an HMO, they didn't want to give her the test she needed to find out if this was indeed cancer. They told her over the phone that there was no way she could have cancer. And it turned out it was, and it was a very aggressive cancer. And women who test positive for this mutation, as I understand it, they tend to get cancer younger than most women.
You and Jolie share the same gene.
Mm-hmm.
Does the attention that her case is getting make you feel any different about your own case?
You know, I've gotten to this point in my journey that I'm comfortable with my decisions. But in the beginning, it was an emotional roller coaster, and I didn't know what to do. And when I meet women who are at the beginning of their journey with this, I see how I was at that time and how much it impacts their life.
It impacts their life. And I want to know how you advise women who've maybe just discovered that they carry this gene and aren't quite sure what to do.
They need to get as much information as they can. They should research what their options are.
Where do you send them?
Well, you know, FORCE is a really good website and very good information and support groups, and they're all over the country, and you can find them online. FORCE is Facing Our Risk of Cancer Empowered. Another group is Charcherette. I can't spell that for you. But especially go to your doctor and really talk out your options with your doctors and your surgeons. You really need to know what you're getting yourself into. And if they don't have answers, so you can find some online, but really talk it out with your family, with your surgeons, and don't rush into it if you can.
Yeah. So now you are past the worst of the recovery. How are you feeling about your future?
You know, the biggest thing is the relief that I don't have to worry as much about getting breast cancer. I feel like it's freed up my mind. And how I approach my future, it does make me worry more about my kids because they won't be tested for several years. You tend to be more proactive about your health and not let it slide.
Was writing your book part of your recovery process?
You know, writing my book was very cathartic. You know, I put my soul onto the page and hopefully people will read it as an experience that can help them.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.